The Talmud had been discussing the pasuk that says, "Ve'esir Hashem imecha kol choli," that when we keep the Torah, Hashem will remove all bad from us. And we had learned, Rav said the pasuk is referring to Ayin Hara, that the evil eye is a major cause that causes people to die, that people look badly upon one another. And now Rabbi Chanina teaches another understanding. He says, Zot Tzina. When the Torah says that Hashem will remove all illness from you, the Torah is referring to illness that comes because of cold. Tzina is cold. In modern Hebrew, they call a person who has a cold, he's mitzunan. He has a cold. In ancient Hebrew, a person who was mitzunan was a person who had no desire to be with his wife. But in modern Hebrew, mitzunan simply means he has a cold. So Rabbi Chanina says, when the verse promises Hashem will remove all illness, the concept is that Hashem will remove the illnesses that come from cold. And the Gemara explains. The Gemara says, the Amar Rabbi Chanina, for Rabbi Chanina taught, Hakol bidei shamayim, chutz meirat shamayim. Everything is in the hands of heaven. Hakol bidei shamayim, chutz metzinin pachim. Other than heat and cold. So, the idea is that some illnesses are decreed in heaven above. But the illnesses that come from the elements that a person can protect himself, those illnesses are in his own hands. God says, you want to get sick? That's up to you. You want to walk out without a jacket? Don't tell me I gave you the cold. Don't tell me I gave you the sore throat. Hakol bidei shamayim, Rabbi Chanina taught, everything's in the hands of heaven other than illnesses that come from the cold. Shneimar, as the verse says in Mishlei, Tzinim pachim bederech ikesh, hot and cold are in the way of a stubborn person. Shomer nafsho, but someone who watches his soul, Yochak mem, will protect himself from them. So it's within our hands to protect ourselves, and that's our responsibility. The Maseios Yesharim says that sometimes a person says, I got to be extra careful. If I go out now, I'll catch a cold. Maybe you should go out and wear a sweater. One of the things the Maseios Yesharim says we have to be careful is not to be too careful. Our sages told us a person has to watch himself and not put himself in a dangerous situation, even if he's righteous. So that's a balanced type of care a person has to have. He has to be careful. But he doesn't have to be foolish. There's faith in Hashem and there's foolishness. There's care to watch oneself and there's foolishness in the other direction. Hashem made us that we have in intellect. And we can figure out what's right, what's normal. Normal is that, you see, everyone else goes out even though it's raining and it's pouring. They take an umbrella, they wear a sweater, they put a scarf, and they do go out. And maybe if a person's 105... So most people are 105. They don't go out in the cold. Maybe he shouldn't go out, even with the scarf and everything else. His body doesn't retain heat as well. So a person on the one hand has to protect himself from the elements. On the other hand, he doesn't have to go too far. He has to lead a balanced life. So that's the path that Mesilat Yesharim teaches us for balance. To maintain these lachot, and yet to maintain balance. The Gemara continues and says, Rabbi Elazar taught. We know Rabbi Elazar was a disciple of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, the chief rabbi of Israel. And he said, Zomara. When the Torah says he will remove all illness from those who fulfill his will, that's a reference to the illnesses that come from the gallbladder. Why? Because Tanya Namiachi, we have a braisa that says like this too. Machala Zomara. When the verse says Hashem will remove illness from us, that's a reference to the illnesses that comes from the gallbladder. V'lam nikra shma machala, and why is the gallbladder called machala? Machala's illness. So the Medrash understands that machala is the active verb of choli. Choli is illness. Machala is giving of illness. So shehi mechala kol gufo shel adam, that the gallbladder could make the whole body ill. And today we know that so. One of the places that's worse to get cancer is in the gallbladder, because from there it spreads like wildfire through the body. Mm-hmm. So, someone had a name, Machli, right? Machli, Mushi, yeah. Davar acher, an alternate understanding is, the reason it's called machala is because machala has the numerical value of 83. And there are 83 diseases that can afflict a person stemming from the mara, from the gallbladder. V'chulan, and all 83 diseases, says the Talmud, pat shachrit b'melach v'kiton shel mayim mevatelan. Eating bread in the morning, together with a little bit of salt, and drinking a pitcher of water, undoes all 83 diseases. You want to be healthy from the 83 diseases that can afflict the gallbladder, says the Talmud, eat a little bit of bread with salt in the morning and a flask of water. So the idea here is that bread in the morning is something that's very healthy. The Gemara quotes a brisa that enumerates 13 things that eating bread every morning helps a person. Can prevent a person having temperature, fever. It prevents a person having cold. It prevents a person from the spirits are touching him. It strengthens the body and it puts a person in a situation where he could stand up to the challenges of life. It's one of the things that our day and age people are missing. People don't sit down for breakfast. They're on the run and sometime within the day they remember to grab a Yankee Doodle or something. People don't eat normal meals, and it's wrong. Chazal say that it also adds one's intelligence, that when a person has a normal breakfast, he could be more focused in his learning. And Chazal say, even if you have a court case, make sure to eat a good breakfast before the court case, because if you've eaten well, so then you'll be more focused, you'll be calmer, and you'll have a better claim. And it's interesting that when I was younger, I read a biography of Lincoln. And in the biography, it recorded there that he once had an important meeting as a young man. And he was a lawyer, but when he went for his first meeting to get the job where he ultimately learned to be a lawyer, so he showed up early to the guy's house. And they wrote over there in the biography that he knew, his mother always taught him, before let someone eat breakfast before you meet with them. So he waited outside in the cold till he knew the guy had finished breakfast, and then he went and knocked on the door for the meeting. So even Lincoln knew this piece of wisdom, that the people are calmer after they've eaten breakfast. And very often we don't notice it. We think, I could go into shir, I could go learn, I'm fine, I'm not hungry. But even though it's only a slight feeling, it affects our whole focus. And after eating a normal breakfast, a person can focus better. So Chazal said a person can even teach better. He'll be able to explain things better if he's eating breakfast. Yes?
Is it the bread itself? Is it something in the bread, or is it just having a breakfast that helps you get over the hump?
So it's interesting because Chazal attributed a lot to bread specifically. Chazal said the tree of knowledge was bread, was wheat. And Chazal said a child's intelligence develops after he eats bread. Over here, I don't know if it's bread specifically. Rashi says that the pitcher of water is if you can't afford wine. But if you could start your day with bread and salt and wine, that's even better. And Marsha says that if it wouldn't be for Rashi, he would have said specifically bread and water, because the way of learning Torah is that you take the basic sustenance your body needs. You know, if you take things that give extra pleasure, so to an extent it weakens you. When you take the basic things you need, bread and water, those are the things the body needs, and then the body functions best. And those are things that are simple and simple to digest. He says he would have thought it means specifically. The one thing I could tell you is that people sometimes start their day with a cup of coffee and sugar, and you should know that puts you down. The sweets make you tired. If you want to be awake, eat salty foods in the morning. Eat your vegetables with salt. Eat salty crackers. That makes you awake. When you eat sweet things, it might give you a rush of energy, but in the long run, it tires a person out. V'yeshamim, the Gemara concludes, af motzi takina, that eating bread in the morning makes a person, removes the jealousy from his heart, umachnis et ahava, and puts love in his heart. Even the potential to love our fellow man and not be jealous of our fellow man is contingent on how our stomach feels. So when a person walks out of his house and he's had a good breakfast, he doesn't mind the Rolls Royce sitting in the neighbor's driveway. But when he walks out of the house and his stomach is gnawing, so then it's a little harder to see the Rolls Royce. Yes, sir?
I don't know if it might help, but there's an expression that therefore should know it, that we should eat breakfast as a king, the lunch as a soldier or whatever, and the last meal as a poor man.
Yeah, it makes sense. It makes a lot of sense.
Ah, yafeh. Yafeh.